You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're continuing on with the series on the Sabbath and looking at it specifically in the New Testament. Yesterday, I was finishing up talking about a Torah reading. So I need to explain that a little bit because this is foreign to most people. Very biblical, but it's something that's not practiced in the churches today. So if you have never gone to church where you've done this, you should ask the question, why? How come? What are you hiding? I'll tell you the answer. If they would do this, people would learn the things that, a lot of things that God requires of believers, but the churches don't teach. They're just either deceived themselves, the preachers don't know, because I have a good friend in Athens, Tennessee, used to be a Baptist minister. And when he started studying the Sabbath, 20 plus years ago, he told me, he says, what was I supposed to do? Where was I supposed to go? Down to Trinity Temple where they taught me all these lies? Down in Chattanooga area? No. So he was seeing things in the Bible that just were not taught. They're avoided like the plague. And the reason I believe is if they taught them, if they did a Torah reading, people would say, hey, how come we don't do this? And the biggest one is the fourth commandment. It is the fourth commandment etched in stone with God's own finger, symbolizing it doesn't change. And it starts out with, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For in 6 days, God, and then it goes on all the way back to creation. The seventh day he was creating the Sabbath, but I've talked about that before. But back to here, Acts 15. The four things that it says that, the Gentiles can't do, abstain from things polluted by idols. Well, they don't do that one. There's all kinds of idolatry and things, Easter lilies, pagan symbols, dead guys hanging on a cross. That ain't Jesus. He didn't have long hair. He didn't look like he was a little bit tutti-frutti there. People didn't walk around with crosses. Let me ask you a question. If you had a child that was killed, shot by a shotgun, would you wear a necklace with a shotgun around your neck to symbolize that? No, that would be abhorrent. That was a pagan symbol that they would use to murder believers with. They murdered Jesus with it. It's a pagan symbol from sexual immorality. Well, now that goes out the window because there's all kinds of gay, lesbian, and all of this sexual perversion out there that's being taught in the churches that that's somehow acceptable. From things strangled, no, they don't practice that. They don't say, hey, was this animal bled properly? And from blood, no, they go down to the grocery store, buy your meat. It's full of dripping blood. Pick it up. It's running and dripping down your eyes. You're throwing it on the grill, putting it in the frying pan, eating it up. If you can get it down your throat, you think it's good. They don't even practice that, much less read Moses every week. For Moses has throughout many generations who preach him in every city being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.